The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 18, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
Translation: the human form of life affords one a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural, because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings.
Jatahi purushasya iha Vishnu-palopasatpadam Jadesha Sadhutana Priya Atmeshara Suhid. Bhagavad Dharma yesterday we discussed Dharman Bhagavataniha Komarongacharit Praga Dharman Bhagavat. From the beginning of life, from childhood, they should be given lessons on Bhagavad Dharma. The Bhagavad Dharma is very clearly indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita should be read very carefully, attentively, from the beginning of life, child. Not that Bhagavad Gita should be read in old age. No, from the very beginning of life. And whole Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad. And when one is well conversant in the Bhagavad Gita, the lessons of Bhagavad Gita, then the Srimad Bhagavatam begins. So Bhagavad Dharma means, as we have discussed yesterday morning, that Krishna himself is explaining Bhagavad Gita. Manmanabhavamadbhakta majyajimān namaskuru māvi vaiśyata. The aim and real aim of life is how to go back to home, back to Godhead. They do not know it. Nati vidu. Generally, people do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu sārthagatiṁ hi Vishnu. All the Vedic mantra says, the Rig Veda mantra says, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. That is it. Everyone must meditate upon Lord Vishnu. Meditation means to think of Lord Vishnu within the heart. I think we have seen many pictures that Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishthati, the Supreme Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. And that Lord's murti form is Vishnu murti. The dhyana, yoga, all this means to concentrate the mind in Vishnu murti. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa pasyantiyam yogino. Yogi, what is that business? Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa, concentrating the mind, meditating upon the Vishnu murti. Nowadays they have invented some system of yoga, some light, something like that. But that is not the Shastric injunction. Shastri's injunction is to think of Lord Vishnu within the heart. He is already there. We have to search out. That is called meditation. That is called dhyana. But in this Kali Yuga, it is little difficult. Why little? It is very, very difficult to sit down in one place and meditate upon Lord Vishnu within the heart. Not only sit down in one place, it is recommended that we should sit down in a sacred place and in a secluded place. Not that it is a fashion. Some hundreds of men sitting together and meditating. What meditating? That is not the problem. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended to sit down in a sacred and secluded place. That is called dhyana. Sitting in a right-angle posture and the eyes half-closed, not fully closed. If you fully close, then you will sleep. I have seen so many yogis snoring, sleeping, yes. Then naturally, if you close your eyes and you have no subject matter to think, what will be? Yes, you will sleep, that's all. That is not yoga system. You have to sit down in a secluded place, in a, what is called, yogasana, straight body, and not sleeping, half open eyes, and looking over the tip of the nose. There are so many methods. That is called meditation. But this kind of meditation is very, very difficult in this age. If one can perform, it is welcome, but it is very difficult. In the Kali Yuga, if I want to meditate upon, then I shall think of my family, my business, my friend, my so many things. It is not possible. Therefore, Shastra recommends, Kite jadhyayato Vishnu tetayam jadato makhai dapare parichanjayam kaluta dhariki tava. In the Kite means Satya Yuga, when people used to live for 100,000 of years. That time it was possible, just like Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 of years. So actually, this meditation, dhyana, dharana, pranayama, pratyahara, the yogic system, that is recommended in the Shastra, the Bhagavad Gita also is there. But in this age, it is not possible. Even Arjuna denied. Krishna, you are recommending me to undergo the process of yoga, but it is not possible. Krishnaam nigraham manne bhajuri vasudhuskam. It is not possible. But Arjuna was a pure devotee. He was always thinking of Krishna. He had no other business. Therefore, Krishna, to encourage Arjuna, he said that don't be disappointed because you are thinking that you are unfit to meditate upon Lord Vishnu. Don't be disappointed. The first class yogi, you are first class yogi. Why? Because yoginamapi sarvesam madgatantaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yomam sami yukta tamo. Anyone who is thinking of Krishna always within the heart, he is first class yogi. Therefore, kalotad hari kirtana, this is first class yoga system. In this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, in the Shastra also, it is recommended that Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Yo Kevalam, Kalo Nasi, Yo Nasi, Yo Nasi. So we have to follow the injunction of the Shastra. We cannot manufacture our own ways of spiritual advancement. That is not possible. Jashastra vidimusridya vartate kamakara na siddhim savabhati na sukham na parangati. Anyone who transgresses the regulating principle recommended in the Shastra, Shastra vidhi, Jashastra vidhim usridya, giving up Shastra vidhi, vartate kamakara, whimsically does something, no siddhim savabhati, he never gets success. He will never be successful. No siddhim, no parangati, neither any salvation. No siddhim savabhati, no sukha, neither any material happiness. So, we must accept the Shastra vidhi. Shastra vidhi, as it is in the Shastra, it is said, I have already quoted, kalo tad hari kirtana, kirti tad dhyatum vishnu tetayam jagatho makai, dapare parichanchayam, kalo tad hari kirtana. In this age, the Shastra vidhi is hari kirtana. The more you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the more you become perfect. This is Shastra vidhi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhagavan. We have to be fixed on, first of all, what is the injunction of the Shastra. Then, what the sadhus, those who are devotees, what they are doing. What they are doing. Sadhu Shastra and Guru, and what Guru is asking. We have to follow these three principles. Sadhu Guru Shastra Vakta Trinete Koriya Vaikya. Who is sadhu? Who is abiding by the injunction of the Shastra? Or Guru? Guru means he is also abiding by the injunction of the Shastra. Then he is Guru, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. And if one Shastra vidhi misrija, the Shastra vidhi musrija. If Shastra vidhi you give up, then what is the question of Guru and Sadhu? Not siddhi, he is not siddha. He has not attained the perfection because he has rejected the principles of Shastra. So he is bogus. We have to test like that, who is Guru? Tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita jigyāsu śreya uttamam śābde pareta nisnātam brahmani upasamāsayam. The Shastra says, who is Guru? Tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita. One has to surrender to Guru. That is, tad vijñānārtham sa guru meva avigacche. One must approach Guru. This is beginning. Not that it is optional. I may accept the Guru or not accept Guru. No. Must. Gacchet. Gacchet means he must. It is bidhilik. This bhāt used where the purport is one must. Otherwise it is not possible. The tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita. And who will go to Guru? It is not a fashion. That we make some guru and we are engaged in our own business and I can say in the society, oh, I have got a big guru who can show magic. No. Guru is necessary for him who is inquisitive of transcendental subject matter. He requires a guru, not ordinary man. Just like somebody keeps some cats and dogs as fashion. Guru is not like that. Guru means one, first of all, who requires a guru. Tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita jigyāsu śreya uttamam. one who is inquisitive to know about the spiritual world, uttamam. Uttamam means udgata tamam, transcendental to this darkness. This material world is called darkness, ignorance. Actually it is dark. Because it is dark, material world, therefore we require the sun. By the grace of Krishna, we have got the sun. That Chakshuresha Savita Sakalam Grahana is the light of all the planets. That Chakshuresha Savita, Savita means sun. Om Tat Om Bhur Bhuva Sa Tat Saviti Varanam. This is Gayatri Mantra. So, who requires a guru? Jigyasu Se Uttama. One who wants to go beyond this world of dark. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. This is Vedic Indian. Don't remain in this darkness. Jyotirgama. Go to the world where light is there. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotisu asesu vasudhadi bhuti vindam. Tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindamadi bhutam nama. Jasya prabha, the spiritual world is full of effulgence. Just like we have got example, the sun planet, sun glow, there is no darkness. There is always light. On account of presence of the sun, we are getting so much light and heat. Just imagine what is the position in the sun glow, sun planet. There is always light. This is the example. Similarly, in the spiritual world, it is only light. Not only this light, but the light of knowledge. Therefore, Shastra says, tamasima, don't remain in the darkness, jyotirgama. Jyotirgama, come into the light. So, one who requires to go to the world of light, he requires a guru. Kasmat gurum prabhateta jigyasu. Jigyasu inquisitive. Everyone is jigyasu. We go to the market to purchase something, we are also jigyasu there. What is the price of this? What is the price of that? That is also inquiry. But not, inquiry not like that. As we go to the market and inquire about the price, or sometimes we go to the share market and other material market, there is also inquiry is in life. But not material inquiry. Jigyasu Sreya Uttama. Sreya. Sreya means ultimate goal of life. In the material world, there is no question of Sreya. It is all prayer. There are two things, prayer and Sreya. Immediate benefit, that is called prayer. Just like child. If you ask child to sit down and read book, he would not like. If you offer a laddu, he will immediately accept. A small child, you see, we have said, we distribute the cakes, and immediately, small child immediately, he knows how to take it and put it in the mouth. This is called prayer, dear. They do not know anything else. It will give you poison, you like to eat. This is child's nature. So if you ask the child now, he will sit down and read books and write, he will not write. That is called the Shreya. To become educated is good for him, for future, but he doesn't like. But if you give him a laddu, immediately he'll accept. This is the distinction between Sreya and prayer. So, we must be interested in Shreya, not Priya. Priya is sense gratification. The material life, sense gratification is only required. This is material world. Janamai thunadi grihami yedi sukham mitucham. This Shreya, this Priya, very dear things, ultimately sex life, karnuvani nakarayo uriva dukha dukham. And as soon as we enter into sex life, riva dukha dukham, one after another. So this is Priya. But Shreya is how to approach the lotus feet and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Therefore here it is said, Jatahi purushasraya Vishnu padatmasam. How to be engaged in the worship of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu? That is possible. This Shreya means sense gratification culminating in sex life. That is available. That will be explained in the next part. Sukham aindriyakam daitya diho jogino dihina sarvatra lambhati daiva jatha dukham majadnata. This is explained. So aindraja sukham, sense pleasure, that is available everywhere. Even cats and dogs, they have got sense pleasure. But human life is not meant for that purpose. Human life is meant for, this is the idea, jathāhi purushastraya Vishnu pādo upasatpana. This is required. They do not know it. Prahlāda Mahārāja, another place said, nate vidu sārtha-gatinni Vishnu durāsayāji vahiratthamānina. Generally, those who are not trained up by Guru, they do not know the sārtha-gati is Vishnu, durāsaya. They are trying to be happy with this external energy. Bahiranga-sakti means this material world. So, one who does not know what is the goal of life, they are interested in this bahiranga-sakti, external energy. That's what Guru required. How to get him delivered from the clutches of external energy. Therefore Guru required. One who is interested to get out of these activities of external energy, tasmād gurum pravartyeta, for him Guru is required. Don't make a Guru as a passion. That is useless. Then you get some Guru who can manufacture gold, and you are interested in gold. So that kind of Guru will be. No. Here it is said, tasmād gurum tadvijñānārtham sangu. Tadvijñān means spiritual science. For that purpose one requires Guru, not for any other purpose. So Arjuna also showed by example, although he was talking as friend, he submitted to Krishna the Sishasti Hanusadhiman Prabandham. Arjuna was talking directly with Krishna, but because the relationship was as affectionate friendship, there could not be any serious talk. Therefore Arjuna submitted that, Krishna, we are talking like friends, it will never come to any serious. Now I accept you as my Guru. Sishasti ham sadhimān prapanyam katpanna duso apahata sabhav. I am now perplexed. So when one is actually in knowledge, he feels perplexed. Atāta brahma jignāsa unless one feels perplexed in this materialistic way of life, his human life is imperfect. One must feel this material world, actually it is not happiness. That's why Sanatana Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Gramma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit, Satya Parimane. I am minister, I am also born of a Brahmin family in India. The Brahmins are addressed as Panditji. So he said, Gramma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit. It's just like ordinary relationship, village, friendship. They call me Pandit. Pandit means learned. I also accept that I am Pandit. But actually I am not Pandit. Why not? Apanar hitahe kichu nahi jani. I do not know what is the goal of my life. Ask anyone what is the goal of life. He may be PhD, GS, he does not know. Nathi bidu sartha gating ni Vishnu. They do not know. Therefore, if one is serious about understanding the value of life, the goal of life, he should approach a guru, tasmād gurum prapaddhita. Prapaddhita. Prapaddhita means to surrender. Not that guru should be approached for challenging. No, if you challenge, then you will be cheated. First of all, you must find out a person to, if you can, surrender them. Tasmād gurum prapaddhi tadviddhi panipāte. Panipāt, surrender, that is required first. If you think somebody that is not worth surrendering, then don't make him guru. Don't make a passion. First of all, you test that whether I can surrender. Panipāte. Then try to understand. Tadviddhi panipāte na paripasne na sevaya. Not only surrendering, but also render service, so that Guru may be pleased that this disciple is very humble, meek, and giving service anywhere. Even in material world, if you want to take something from somebody, if you please him by service, it is very easy. Tasmāt guruṁ prapaddhita jignāsam. So, yathāhi puruṣatraya viṣṇu pādo puruṣatpadam jadesa sarva-bhūta. Why one should seek after Vishnu? Tad viṣṇum paramam padam. Because jadesa sarva-bhūtāna priya. Everyone's dearest. That we have forgotten. Actually, Vishnu or Krishna, he is dearmost. He is also friend of everyone. When we understand this secret, bhoktaram jagatam sam sarvaloko maheshwaram sridam sarvabhutana. Sridam, he is actual friend. We go to friend for some help, but if we accept the natural friend, Krishna, then there is no scarcity. Sridhanga sarva-bhūtāna. Therefore, we should learn how to love Krishna or Vishnu. That is the aim of life. Thank you very much.